Hi guys.
Hi.
I'm going to ask you a question I ask you every week. How are you?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's more responsive than usual.
Yeah, exactly. Which is pleasing. I note you never ask me how I am. I'm well, thank you very much. Thank you for asking. One of the things that we like to teach in this place is about what? Jesus, that's a love, yeah. Exactly, and part of being loving is being kind. And so this morning, what you see here in terms of Christian aid and all the things that have gone out and all the people that have done things and people that have collected things like money, and there's going to be a donation. There's a donation box, I forgot to mention that, but there will be a donation box out the back at the end of the service, and if you have anything, you can put it in, if you have any money, that is. You're welcome to put some in that box. But it's all about being kind and being aware of people that are having a tough time in life. And we're thinking especially of people like refugees and people living in places like refugee camps. And how do you say that, Casey? How would you say that? Do you have any idea? Nejibwa?
No.
Well, this is a woman called, we're going to call her Nejibwa, and if that's not a name, we ask for forgiveness, but we're going to go with Nejibwa, okay? And I want to tell you a little bit about her. See, look at her face. Let that sink in, okay? I'm going to tell you something about her. And other people like her, because there are loads and loads of people in her situation. It says here, this big brekkie is one of hundreds taking place across the country during Christian Aid Week. While you tuck into your yummy breakfast, that's going to be a scone, and don't eat too many because we need to share them around. You're standing by refugees like Nejibwa who need food, shelter, and legal support to rebuild their lives. Nejibwa and her family have risked everything to get to Europe, fleeing violence in Afghanistan. You guys know where Afghanistan is? You have some idea. Some of you do, obviously some of you won't. But now they've arrived in Greece, and all they have is a tent. They have no other protection against wind and rain. There's no school for their 5 children. Now, can you imagine your family, if you had 5 children living in a tent? Just think about that. So they have no protection. There's no school for their 5 children, and they have no clear idea what will happen to them. And Nejibwa says, we only want a peaceful life. We want our children to have an education, to go to school. The most important thing is for our children. And that's what Christian Aid Week does. It raises funds for people like Nejibwa and her family who are in need. And so that's part of what we want to think about this morning. And part of our prayer will be for her and her family and people in refugee camps. Okay, so that's the first. Jesus teaches us to love, and he teaches us to love all people. And God teaches us, or wants us, to be generous people with the things that we have. And this is part of what we do. And so there are churches all over the place who will be doing that, who will be sharing what they have with people in need. So let's have a little fun quiz, and then we're going to see some children in the refugee camps and what their hopes and dreams are. And we're going to see a man who's a teacher, and he's a refugee too. And he was a teacher in his previous life, and then when he became a refugee, he continued to teach. And that's what he is, a teacher. So, let's have the first question. Which is better for you, white or brown eggs? We'll give you a little bit of time to think. What do you say, David? Brown, what do you say?
Brown,
what do you say? How many of you think brown? How many of you think white? What do you think the answer is? Let's have the answer. Neither. They're both good for you. They're pretty much the same thing.
Does that mean I'm carry on?
No, it doesn't mean you failed, you got it wrong. So. You put your hand up. Okay, let's have the next one. A love of what breakfast food links Paddington Bear and James Bond?
Martini.
Martini? Well, unless Paddington's gone off the rails. Marmalade sandwiches. I'm going to give it to you because the answer is marmalade. Well done, Rosie. That's excellent. All right, let's have our next one. In which children's novel does the egg-shaped character Humpty Dumpty appear? Wait. Anyone else? These two have been firing at me. Nelia, what do you say? Any idea? David?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, let's see. Well done, Ed. Good. Right, next one, please. Which fairy tale revolves around breakfast? You're not getting another chance. Yes. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's a, oh yes, very clever, very good. Okay, next one, please. What do you call a bride and groom celebration meal? I didn't have a clue, I have to admit. Anyone? Wedding breakfast. There you go. And Jen's kindly put up something special with William and Catherine.
Their wedding invitation or whatever it was.
No, it's their menu, hey?
Yeah. Excellent.
They've also got marmalade up there.
Have they?
Marinated something like that. Anyway. Right, this is a tough one. If any of you guys get this, I will be very surprised. And if you get it, your mother's told you the answer. Who wrote the novel Breakfast at Tiffany's? David.
Audrey Hepburn.
No. Oh, they're well spotted. Anyone? Right at the back there, Colin?
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote wrote Breakfast. Well done. Okay, I think it's the last question coming up. How much money did the first Christian Aid Week in 1957 raise? It's been going a long time.
£1.
A little bit more than £1. Anyone take a guess? 257. Right, let's have a look. £26,000. And in today's value, that's £227,435. How much are we raising at the minute, Shona? How much do they normally raise, roughly? We must have a look and see how well we've done. Okay, well done, guys. That was really good. And now we're going to see a short video. And it's the children speaking about what they would like to do and their dreams, etc. So let's